Saddam Hussein's oldest son today rejected a demand by President Bush for his father and his family to leave the country within 48 hours. Uday Hussein also warned that Iraq would retaliate against those who participate in military action, saying there would not be a single safe spot for them inside Iraq or outside Iraq. Last night, President Bush gave Saddam Hussein an ultimatum to surrender power or face a U.S.-led invasion. In his nationally broadcast speech, the president also included a brief message to the Iraqi people.
If we must begin a military campaign, it will be directed against the lawless men who rule your country and not against you. As our coalition takes away their power, we will deliver the food and medicine you need. We will tear down the apparatus of terror, and we will help you to build a new Iraq that is prosperous and free. In a free Iraq, there will be no more wars of aggression against your neighbors, no more poison factories, no more executions of dissidents, no more torture chambers and rape rooms. The tyrant will soon be gone. The day of your liberation is near.
In Baghdad, there are few signs that a U.S. attack is imminent, though U.N. weapons inspectors have been withdrawn and many foreign missions are closed. The city's residents appear to be going about their daily business. Iraq's official news organizations have yet to mention President Bush's ultimatum. Instead, they have focused on opposition to the United States and its drive toward war expressed by France, Germany, and Russia. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. It's got to have sort of an eerie feel there in the city.
I'd actually call it more a surreal feel. As you say, the Iraqi media has yet to inform the Iraqi people that anything happened last night, that there was any ultimatum. So officially they know nothing. It's hard to know exactly how much Iraqis know. Many of them have shortwave radios and listen to them. Many of them have been expecting a war for a long time. The Iraqi information minister told us, not the Iraqi people, that Saddam will stay in place like a solid rock. The Iraqi foreign minister today, Naji Sabri, said that it's Bush who should step down, not Saddam. Sabri said Bush has made the U.S. hated and isolated in the world. But as you say, and life goes on as normal here, in part because people really have no choice. They don't have much money. They can't leave the country. It's very expensive and very difficult to get a visa. And, you know, the most amazing thing, though, is that I've been in many cities where a war is anticipated, and there are some trenches here. There are some sandbags. Officials have taken computer equipment out of buildings over the last few days. But this is not a city, frankly, that looks prepared for a war. I mean, in a war situation, you would have far more. You'd be mining the roads. You'd be putting up barricades. There is none of that. It's quite bizarre. I mean, if indeed, as Iraqis say, we will fight street to street, there really is nothing to show that Iraqis are going to do that.
President Bush says he's prepared to liberate Iraq. How do Iraqis feel about their liberation?
Bob, that's a hard question to answer. Remember, this is a place where people are terrified, and they don't talk to each other about their political views, and they're certainly not going to speak to foreign reporters for the most part about those views. And most often we are accompanied by a government minder. However, there are moments when those minders aren't there or their attention is diverted, and you know, the views vary. There are those who think that the U.S. is coming just for Iraq's oil. There are those who just don't know what to think. There are those who actively welcome, have said to me, we want the U.S. to come in, we want an end to this. But many Iraqis are frightened that while they may hate Saddam Hussein, he is a man who has kept this country under control, a country that's split in any number of ways between, you know, Shia Muslims, Sunni Muslims, Kurds, tribes, clans, And they're afraid of themselves as much as they are of Saddam Hussein. And they're afraid that civil war and anarchy will erupt in the wake of a war.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.